You might have heard that Kanye West says he's going to run for president in 2020. Now, maybe that was tongue-in-cheek, but imagine this. A singer with Kanye's political edge, George Clinton's crazy stage presence, and Jay-Z's huge following, actually running for president. That's about what you had when a singer known as Sweet Mickey ran for president of Haiti 5 years ago. Few political observers gave him a chance, especially when Haitian-American singer and songwriter Wyclef Jean of Fugees fame got into the race too. But Haiti, as a new documentary reminds us, has a way of surprising everybody. The film is called Sweet Mickey for President, and it was produced by and is told by none other than Pras Michel, also a former member of the Fugees, who was a close advisor and supporter of Michel Martelly's during his campaign. And Pras Michel is with us now. Pras, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
At the beginning, why did you support Michel Martelly?
Well, first, you know, I knew how popular he was in Haiti, and I knew he was very conscious about, you know, what was going on in Haiti throughout his years as an artist. And so when you're talking about politics, although we're not politicians as artists, but politics by definition is really the struggle for power and the allocation of resources. So because he was so popular, that we thought, well, maybe people were a little bit tired of the status quo, that if this Michel Martelly comes in, he can bring, you know, all the parties and all and everyone together for a better Haiti.
The film also makes the point, and again, you don't sugarcoat this at all, that one of the impediments as he started putting his campaign together was his stage persona. I just want to play a short clip from the film where he's campaigning and actually doing an international tour with some of the expatriate community, and he's in Canada, and he's asked about this.
I read on the internet that you used to wear kilts and diapers, or sometimes go naked when you were performing. Are you going to do that when you're
That's the artist, that's the actor. And you need to separate the actor from the person itself. And after the show, when I went home, Michel Martelly went home, not the guy with the diaper.
I mean, you know, that's obviously that's what people knew him of, right? So the challenge was to try to, like, get people to understand he's making the transition from Sweet Mickey to Michel Martelly, the candidate. And so those were one of the things we were working at. So, you know, behind the scenes, I had to tell him to stop, you know, his tour. He was doing a little tour while he was campaigning, and I was like, Michelle, look, you got to stop that. You know, if you want people to take you seriously, you can't be doing shows on the weekend and then campaigning on the weekdays, you know. So it was just reining all of that back, and then just kind of like really presenting him to the diaspora and the international community that this guy really took it seriously.
Well, the film does make the case that he did take campaigning seriously. I mean, he put on a suit. He really thought about, I mean, he actually put a grassroots coalition together. And then a moment comes when the situation gets more complicated from you when you got a phone call. And I'll just play that short clip.
So in the middle of our meeting, I get a text message from someone.
Yo, you hear who else is running for president?
I'm like, president? Who? What? Who? As I'm trying to figure it out, the BBM comes back.
It's your boy Wyclef.
So I go to Michelle and say, Michelle, I think Clef is running for president.
Wyclef for president.
The most popular international Haitian superstar. It's like if Oprah was running for president.
Yes, it was. What was that about? I must say we watched that very closely from here. And when many people found out that you had already were busy with a campaign, you were already supporting somebody else, a lot of people wondered, what was going on there? What was that all about, do you think? And the fact that you all never even seemed to have talked about it.
Well, I never thought, you know, Wyclef would be running for president. So obviously when I tapped in Michelle, and this was back in February of 2010, so that like basically a month after the earthquake. And we were just working for months before the registration, which was in August of 2010. So, you know, when I found out Clef was running, I felt like a little blindsided. But, I mean, he's a grown man, right? He's a free country. He can do whatever he wants. But we never communicated. So at that point, I was already deep in with Michelle. Plus, I didn't really think that Wyclef would have made a good president anyway.
How come?
Well, I think there's certain basic things that, you know, you have to have if you're going to run for president. First, you got to be able to speak the language of the country. You know, Wyclef don't speak French, and his Creole is okay. You know, so that fundamentally doesn't make any sense. Aside from a bunch of other things, you know, I just think it was too early for Clef. If he wanted to, I think he needed a good 20 more years to really get with the people in Haiti, start to understand the lay of the land, get more politically involved. Now, some might make the argument, well, Michel wasn't politically involved. He wasn't passing any legislations. True. But Michel was from the country, born and raised, been amongst the people. So he was a little bit more involved than I would say Clef was. Clef technically is an American who just happened to be born in Haiti.
How do you think that President Martelly has done now that his five-year term is coming to a close?
I think it was okay. It wasn't what I wish it would have been, you know? And I know, listen, Haiti is a tough place. It's a very challenging place. Look, if Abraham Lincoln came from the dead and Winston Churchill, they would have a hard time down in Haiti. You know, it's just a very tough place. And what I realize also, you know, places like Haiti, you have to really, I think the individual have to really put themselves to the side and devote their whole life into making this place become a progressive place, right? So Michel coming in for 4 years, obviously he couldn't accomplish that. Now, I wasn't expecting him to make the country the top economy in the Western Hemisphere in 4 years, or all of a sudden this massive infrastructure, or there's a comprehensive healthcare. But I think he could have done a lot more. And that's where, you know, a lot of us who supported Michel just feel a little bit disappointed.
I can hear that. I hear that you feel disappointed. Why did you want to make this film?
Well, I wanted to make this film because it was important for the Haitian people. 65% of the population in Haiti are 25 and younger. It's roughly about 13 to 15 million Haitians. When they see this movie, they're going to feel proud. And they're going to say, you know, we seen what Michel did. I'm going to do something better. This time, I'm going to come with a plan. I'm going to come with a solution. And why is it important here? Because it's a human story. We seen it with the Arab Spring. We seen it with the protests in Iran. We saw the protests in Hong Kong, even in China. We seen protests here. And so it's the same thing that happened in Haiti. People are making a stark transition from the status quo to an alternative, because they feel like we gave the status quo adequate enough of time and it's not working for us. So we need an alternative. And I think whoever fills that void is who's becoming that alternative.
I've been speaking with Pras Michel about his new film, Sweet Mickey for President, and he joined us from our studios at NPR West. Pras Michel, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.